This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now can you get that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 58th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I can't believe 58 of these things since we decided to do the podcast. But here we are. Another great Monday morning if that's when you choose to tune in. If you're tuning in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday again, or if you just like to listen to it every single day, I appreciate you. You, the listener, the person who hit play on the iPod or the iPhone or the Google Play or store thingy, I don't know. I don't even know. There's so much stuff around now. There's like, you know, the Amazon Kindle Fire 765 HD that has a person that talks to you if you need help and assistance. Then they got the fucking Xbox that you can talk to. It's got the iPhone, the Android. There's all kinds of smartphones. They're all Stitcher Radio. There's iTunes Podcast. There's Podbean. There's YouTube. There's all kinds of stuff to where you can listen to the same thing on multiple platforms. And it's getting to be a little much to have to handle. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on, and I can't remember to promote everything that we're on at the same time. I can't say, hey, go to the YouTube, go to the iTunes, go to the Podbean, go to the Stitcher, go to the app, save the app on your phone, da-da-da-da-da. There's so much stuff. What we need to figure out as a society is a way to just make everything into one. We need to just uniform it all into one thing so we don't have to worry about it all the time. And we don't have to have all these million, jillion apps. We have one app we open that does everything. Somebody who's a beta tester and an app designer, just listen to what I'm saying right now, because we need to have this done. We need to make this thing possible. What I'm pitching here is just one app, a singular app on your phone that just has everything you need. Not just the phone. I want one app. So people are like, well, you can have the phone. The phone has all the apps. I don't want all the apps. I want one app. I don't want any folders. I don't want multiple pages. I don't have to scroll. If I'm looking for Bugdom 2 on my iPhone, I don't want to have to search for it, all right? If I'm trying to find Flappy Birds, I just want to be able to open this one app, and then boom. It automatically knows what I want. I don't even have to push a button. I'm just thinking, Flappy Birds, Flappy Birds, Flappy Bird, Flappy Bird, Flappy Bird, and then boom, Flappy Bird opens. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. Is it possible? I don't know, but someone needs to get on this before I lose my mind. But anyway, welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Another week and another interesting show for you. Today's show is following the trend of the last few weeks' shows of where we've kind of been guestless. Not guestless. We've been guestless. You see the difference there? You get on a guest list, but this show is guestless. See what I'm saying? But anyway, we're following that pattern, and I started talking to DJ Motai on the phone a little bit, and then Monty called in, and we had a nice little time. Now, you might be wondering why they have to call. Why weren't you at the studio? Because I went on a little fun adventure event that I did on the day that we typically record the show. Now, you know, Brad Gilmore, am on Reality of Wrestling, the television show that airs every Saturday night / Sunday morning on the Cube in Houston, Texas, and multiple cities throughout the country due to the Soul of the South Network. You can go to soulofthesouth.tv to find out where you can watch it in your city, or you can go to, if you're here in Houston, go to Channel 57, I believe it is, for UVerse, Channel 53 for Comcast. Check it out. And, yeah, you can watch Reality Wrestling. But anyway, It's Booker T's Reality Wrestling, the Hall of Famer, right? The world champion. So he, we were talking the night before. I went up to the gym, to the school, and we were just chatting about it. And he was like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Knowing that I might have had a podcast I had to do, but I forgot, kind of. I knew I had to do it, but I kind of just forgot about it. And when someone just kind of asks you something, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing anything. What's up? And he was like, hey, why don't we go golfing tomorrow? And I was like, oh, about it. So about it. I just got the clubs out of the attic. I was feeling nice. Got some new golf shoes. So me and Booker T went, and we went to a Timber Creek golf course here in Friendswood. And we went and tried to have a good time on the golf course. The thing is, I haven't gone golfing since I was maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And it was with my dad on like a little par 3 9-hole course. So I wasn't ready, particularly saying, for this. You know, nine. We only played 9 holes, but like this par 5, par 4, par 3, you know, and I hadn't used these clubs in a while. I was a little bit rusty. But, you know, I had a great time out there with Booker. We didn't have to talk business. We didn't have to talk wrestling. We just got to talk golf. And we focused on golf, you know, and it was a good time. I enjoyed playing golf. And, you know, I actually had to put a hat on, if you can imagine, the dress you're wearing, Ric Flair, good hair having, entertainment world champion wearing a hat, but I had to put a hat on, and I felt good. I felt good out there on the green, yo. I felt really good. And, you know, I posted a picture on Twitter, and a former guest of the Brad Gilmore Show, and I'm sure a future guest, the Solid Monster, he has his own podcast, Solid Monster Sounds Off, he actually tweeted me. He was like, hey, you know, how'd you do out there? And I tweeted him back, and I just said, hey, Booker is a king, and the golf course was Camelot. And that pretty much wrapped up my time out on the golf course with Mr. Booker T. Would you call him Mr. T ever? That'd be kind of get confusing. Two Hall of Famers named Mr. T, I don't know. Anyway, shout out to that. Make sure you go check out Reality of Wrestling. We have a big, big event coming up July 26th. It's our first iPay-per-view at the Humble Civic Center. It's called Summer of Champions. Diamond Dallas Page will be there. Teddy Long, Theodore Long, playa, he will be there. Josh Matthews will be joining me and Matt Topolsky on commentary. We got so much good stuff going on. The main event is the Samoan Beast with Stevie Ray in his corner, the Reality of Wrestling heavyweight champion, the Samoan Beast with Stevie Ray in his corner, will face the Reality of Wrestling television champion, the Mysterious Q, with Diamond Dallas Page in his corner in a steel cage match for the heavyweight title, brother. It's going to be a great, great show. Can't believe we're here on our first iPay-per-view. Can't believe we've been doing television this whole year. I thought about it the other day. I was like, oh, whoa, I have a TV show. That's pretty cool. I never thought about having a TV show before. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's not my TV show. I'm a part of a TV show, should I say. I'm one of the cast members of a TV show. Reality of Wrestling, go to realitywrestling.com, go get your tickets for Summer of Champions and our next live events. Check us out on everything is on realitywrestling.com, so go over, check that out. Now, speaking of never thinking I'd have my own television show, here's another thing I never thought I'd ever have in this world, all right? It's let alone, you know, a podcast, but let alone a TV show. But the other day, a trailer was released for a movie that I am in. Yes, I'm in a movie called Live, Love, Laugh, directed by DJ Young Sam. And the trailer came out. I play a character named Donnie Williams. I'm an agent. I'm like a Hollywood movie agent trying to sign a client. All right? And that's my role, Donnie Williams. And I shot the scenes maybe back in September last year. And I had a great time. I was so, I'd never been on a movie set before. I never really acted ever. And I just went in there, kind of memorized my lines on the way, like literally the drive up there. And went over my lines. And me and the guy, you know, shot the scene. It was me and two other actors. And we were shooting the scene. And I was improvising a lot, you know, and testing my comedic chops, if you will. And I think it turned out great. The director loved it. You know, I didn't have a I don't have a major role in the story of the movie, but you know, I made the trailer, which has to be a good thing, right? They always put the good stuff in the trailer. So maybe I'm one of the good things in the trailer. And then I also found out that it played here in Houston locally on the screens in AMC movie theaters here in Houston. So I was really happy about that. I was like, whoa, I have a movie coming out. Yeah, guys, I have a movie coming out. Live, Love, Laugh, coming soon. I'll make sure I'll update y'all here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Probably have some of the cast members come on, and we can talk about the movie whenever it comes out. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's a romantic comedy. Live, Love, Laugh. Love and laugh kind of give it away that it's a romantic comedy. Because you laugh because it's funny comedy. And then, you know, the love is the romantic part. It's a rom-com is what we call it in the business. It's a rom-com. Of course, I'm joking. I'm not in the business. But yes, that is a term for romantic comedy. It's called a rom-com. All right? But such a great weekend I actually had here in Houston. You know, I've had a kind of busy week. Last Friday, I went out and I met, I went out to like the Man Fest for, Sports Radio 610 here in Houston. And I went out to a thing called Stampede Houston. And I didn't really know what I was getting into, but I went out there to support reality wrestling. I was out there with the tag team champions, the brothers Lockhart and, Robin Reed. And we were out there representing, reality of wrestling. And I ran into another WWE Hall of Famer, Miss Lita. She just went in this past year at WrestleMania 30 or the night before WrestleMania 30. Lita. And fellas, I know if you're listening to this, y'all remember Lita. All right, Lita's very hard to forget. All right, Lita. She's very, very sexy. In the Attitude Era, you know, you had Lita, you had Trish Stratus. It was almost like a Batman-Superman thing. Like, which side were you on? Were you a Trish Stratus guy? Did you like to be stratified? Or did you like Lita? Lita, part of the Team Extreme. Lita. And, you know, it was nice to meet Lita in person. I got to say, I actually saw her back at Comic Palooza, back when we were doing our tapings over there. And I saw her, didn't get to meet her. It was nice to meet Lita. So within like a few weeks, you know, I got to reconnect with Kevin Nash, Bret Hart, Lita, you know, of course, Booker T, the Boogeyman, Carlito, Hurricane Helms. Had a lot of wrestlers around for the last couple weeks, and you know, I'm really looking forward to finally, you know, you've heard him on the show, the Podmaster of the Brad Gilmore Show, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. Never met him in person, so coming up here on Summer Champions, so excited to meet Diamond Dallas Page in person. Getting to work with Josh Matthews is going to be awesome. Stevie Ray, Teddy Long. Like I said, make sure you go to realitywrestling.com, buy your tickets for Summer of Champions. Now, speaking of summer, it's the first. Here the week, first weekend, really, of the official first weekend of summer. And I wanted to spend it nice. You know, I want to have a good weekend for my first weekend of summer. So I went out, Saturday, DJ Motai said he was DJing a party, a beach party. And I was like, yo, beach party sounds tight. I was going to work Booker T's fantasy camp, and then I was going to head over to this beach party. I was going to meet, you know, my girlfriend and her friends out there is going to meet Stocks, you know, DJ Motai, obviously. So I was looking forward to it, this beach party, and I hadn't been to the beach in a while. So I leave Booker T's camp at about 5 o'clock, and I live in Friendswood here in you know, the Friendswood area outside of Houston, and it's not too far from Galveston, which is where the beach is here. And it's not too far. I normally, if I want to go to the beach, it's about 30 minutes. So I was like, man, I can leave at 5 o'clock. I'll get there around 5:30, 5:45, depending on traffic. And, you know, I'll have a few hours to hang out before I got to turn around and head home because I'm going to be tired. I've been up all morning, all right? So I type in – originally they were supposed to have it on, like, East Beach, right? And then they had a chain – they didn't have a permit to play music, so they had to go over to Jamaica Beach. And – or not Jamaica Beach, Crystal Beach, I'm sorry. And – so I was like, okay, well, Motai, just send me the address. So Motai didn't have the address. Stocks actually sent it to me. So I sent it. I typed it in my GPS, you know, back going into the one app. I wish I could just think. If I could have that one app, I could just think of Crystal Beach, and it would just tell me how to get there without me having to do anything. Or just teleport me there. Can we work on that app? Just teleport me to the places I want to go. Just think about it. Anyway, I type in an address, and it says like an hour and a half away. And I was like, what? That's not right. So I just was like, well, let me follow it anyway. it might just, you know, Siri might just be messing stuff up like she does from time to time. So there I am. I'm in the car. I'm in Clifford the Big Red Truck, you know, my red Ford F-150, heading down 45 South to Galveston. All right. And I get out to Galveston, and then I start to get closer and closer to the address, and it says I'm only a few miles away, maybe about 10, 12 miles, but I'm still like an hour away, and I don't understand how this is happening. Then I see this long line, and I read the sign, ferry boat, and I was like, oh no, I got to go on a ferry boat. Sorry if y'all hear a vibrating noise. I know that's a weird thing to say in the middle of a story, but the vibration is just text messages coming into my iPhone. If I had that one app, I could think for my iPhone to be completely silent with no buzzes, so therefore you would not hear any commercial interruption. Anyway, in the story. So I see a ferry boat, long line. I'm sitting there in the line. I'm listening to some podcast with Tina Fey on it. I think it was the Nerdist podcast. Tina Fey was on it, having a good time. I finally, after like 30, 40 minutes of literally sitting in this line, get to the front. And then I hear a whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'm literally inches from getting onto this ferry. And a cop pulls up next to me. And she asked me to roll my window down. And she was like, sir? I was like, yes. She goes, you think you can just cheat in life? I was like, excuse me? You know, what, officer? You think you can just cheat in life? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, right? So she pulls me over and she says, hey, we got reports that a red truck skipped the line. You think you can cheat through life and everything's going to be easy for you? I was like, officer, I have no idea what you're talking about at this point. I'm so confused. I'm just trying to get on a ferry boat. I don't even know where I am. I'm following my GPS. What's going on? She goes, if you're going to backtalk me and you're going to cheat and you're going to cut line, it's a $500 fine. So I need you to go back to the end of the line, or I need you to pay me $500. And I was like, oh. So it was like one of those things, if I could like snap into a Twix to where I could take a second to think about this, I could pause the situation, look at it from both angles. And then I thought, you know what? Time is money, but I can wait another 20 minutes to get onto this ferry and not pay this $500. Although I was very perturbed by this whole situation of, I didn't cut the line. I didn't. It was a different red truck. It was not Clifford the Big Red Truck. So that's what made me upset. But anyway, great show for you today. I eventually did get on the ferry boat, though. I got on the ferry boat. I saw dolphins as the sun was setting. So you know what? Probably not that bad of a thing. She made me wait. I got to see dolphins, sunset. Then I finally got to the beach party. It was cool. It was whatevs. I was happy to be there. More happy to go home, but I had to get back on that ferry, get another hour and a half drive to get back to the address, my residence, where I'm doing this podcast from now. But anyway, great weekend, great way to start off the first weekend of summer. But right now, we're about to get into this show. We're actually about to get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And then we're going to be back with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani and myself talking about all of our shenanigans that we like to talk about. So stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit, niggas, shit, niggas, shit. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit, niggas, they ain't out here on no chill shit. Catch you slipping on some splippin' and a pill shit. See, it's a rat race and I'm well aware. Drop that YSL, now we everywhere. Niggas slept on me cause I'm hella rare. Ass cannon every Monday, he in Devonair. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit. Niggas, they ain't out here on no chill shit. Catch you slipping on some splippin' and a pill shit. See, it's a rat race and I'm well aware. Drop that YSL, now we everywhere. Niggas slept on me cause I'm hella rare. Ass cannon every Monday, he in Debonair. Never thought small, me, I want it all. Broke off the leash, now I'm vicious, I'm a dog. Beating down your block, knocking pictures off the wall. Back then they didn't want me, now the women wanna call. Now I'm in Yellowstone with a bad yellow bone. It's hard weekend, I
she wanna text my phone. A bunch of y'all hated praying we was never on. They was waiting on the fall like I told was very on. Now leave, nigga, I planted seeds, nigga. About to rake these dollars from these money trees, nigga. This shit hot as Juvie, 400 degrees. Kill him, I don't care if that's your woman, she coming with me, nigga. Sprite, pink flamingo, where they all the lingo. Show appreciation if you boys use the lingo. Franchise player Steve Francis with Coutinho. Just got off a flight from the city next to Reno. Taking pictures with foreign women up in casinos. I'm just living life, I'm just putting on for my team, no. I'm just putting on for my team, no. Never let your dreams go. Listening to this beat, why it give me the chills. It's coming from the heart, so the feeling is real. I sat back quietly, just switching my gears. Told the white that we gon' make a killing this year. My nigga locked up trying to get us a pill. His baby mama fucking around, these bitches ain't real. Damn. I mean, who can you trust? When you the man, everything you do is never enough. Couple young niggas finna set the city on fire. You ain't figured out yet. Tell them it's us. From where they poking like elephant tusks. And these bitches wanna cheese when your cheddar is up. Yeah, a bunch of hood rats. Can't judge her, she just doing what she good at. On the north side, mama still where the hood at. But I promise that's been a change, been through the rain. Not once I ever seen you complain. So your son gon' make sure that you shine like Johnny Dang. Can't wait till the afterlife to change. They say you gotta sacrifice the game. Been doing this in the city for years. Sacrificed so many nights, shed plenty of tears. Made plenty of women cry, faced plenty of fears. Success is right around the corner, I feel it, it's near. I never asked for cosigns from none of you rappers. I'm thinking big, my mindset is on running the Atlas. Is this what y'all niggas wanted? I'm asking. Hold my own, I never have been the one to kiss asses. Questioning my faith, am I losing my passion? See, when you on the path to greatness, that usually happens. Most of these niggas out here gassing, amusing me, laughing. All of they bars get overhyped cause they music is average. And I sit back in the cut like Neosporin, thinking of a master plan to get all of my niggas farms. Yeah, I say all of my niggas farms. So pack my bags, I be gone by the morning, peace. I say all of my niggas farms. I say all of my niggas farms. Just pack my bags, I be gone by the morning, peace. Make sure y'all go download that YSL project. Sell project, sell project, sell project, sell project, sell project.
Believe me, it's easy. Cause everything I say you see. Down in H-Town in 3D. Ain't nothing fake about a G. Said all I talk about is cars. My cribs and my menages with broads. My bad, if all y'all frauds. I was trying to keep it real, man. Fuck how you feel. Made a whole lot of money, got a lot more coming through. Messing with them bops, went got me a woman. OG and the gang still keep it 100. If I ain't the best rapper, I'm the number one stunner in my city. They try to act like they don't see me, but I be in their face like TV. Stay on the radio all day and all night. Man, hold up, bring that back, be right. Slim Thug flow, talk slow, so you hear me. Underground boss of the rappers ain't near me. Made it my career, y'all still saying give me. Did it my way, still ain't changed clearly. No stress, still blessed. Stepping out the crib, half a meal on my chest. You ain't gotta like me, but my mama's still impressed that I moved us out the hood and we ain't moved back yet.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 58th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. I am sitting here once again in the home studio. I'm home studio Julio today, and I have DJ Motai on the line, the pan-fried DJ Motai, which you can see every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge, and I think every Friday at Social Junkie, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at you. He is DJ Motai. How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing great. And you know what's his home studio, Julio? Who comes up with this shit? Only Brad would come up with this.
You know, actually, I gotta admit, I didn't come up with that myself. Home studio, Julio, actually got from Kirko Bangs. That night, me, him, and Corbin Dallas were in the studio. We were at his place, and he was recording. You know, we were recording his little home studio, and he posted a picture saying "Home Studio Julio." And I was like, man, that sounds cool.
I don't know. I remember that picture.
Yeah, so ever since then, like anytime I'm in like the home studio, I'm just saying like, oh, I'm home studio Julio today. So shout out to Kirko Bangs for that little phrase, yeah. Man. But you're doing good, though?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man.
Man, it's 5 That's o'clock. Fantastic. It's 5 o'clock here on a Thursday, you know, when we're recording this. And I know you're in the car right now. You're heading my way. You're heading the southeast. And I know you're stuck in this traffic right now, DJ Motai.
Oh, yeah, man. So you're lucky to be already home. Yeah, I'm stuck in this traffic. I'm about 59 and Montrose. If y'all know where that is, there's always traffic here for absolutely no reason.
Dude.
Even when it's not rush hour.
Dude, 59 in Montrose, there's traffic for no reason. And, like, when you're going, like, on 59, like, heading toward the Galleria, when you get around, like, where Edwards Theater is, and if any of y'all are listening who aren't from Houston, we're sorry that you don't understand some of this, but, like, when you're heading, like, toward the Galleria and you're passing by Edwards Movie Theater, that little, like, block from, like, Buffalo Speedway to, like, Newcastle is just terrible all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All times of the day. It doesn't matter. You could be, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's just packed.
Yeah, and now there's traffic, man. It's just a whole lot worse.
Dude, it's just terrible. And, you know, here in Houston, you know, once again, it's hot. It's hot outside today. It is not a great time to just be, like, sitting in a hot car.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that, dude. It's probably, like, 90-some degrees outside today.
Oh, yeah, at least 90, 91. Anyway, man, I've had a good day, dude. I woke up this morning really early, you know, maybe like 8. I guess not really early, but early enough for it to be considered early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, started just doing some reorganizing in my room. I wanted to kind of get everything together. And then I took a trip. Actually, I had to go to Sam's Club, get some new tires on the whip, if you feel me, dog. And then I went over to Golfsmith, all right? It's a store out here where I live, and it's like a golf store, like a sporting goods store, but only golf stuff. It's an amazing place, right? And because I was getting ready to go golfing early, you know, later today. So anyway, I go in there and I start looking. You know, I have a set of clubs, but I'm missing a putter. And every golfer knows, Motai, you need a good putter, right? So I'm looking around for a putter, and I can't seem to find one because I'm a left-handed person, and they don't make left-handed clubs all that often. Because the majority of the world is right-handed, all right? So it was tough for me to find one. The cheapest golf club I could find, putter, for a left-handed person, guess how much, Motai?
Man, I don't even know how much golf clubs or putters run for. So, I don't know. I'll just throw it out there. 100? I mean, I would assume that's like a
100? You could get a good golf club for $100. You can.
Okay.
But
okay, so a regular one, not a left-handed one.
Yes, exactly. So what are you thinking?
I'd say 160.
160?
Yeah.
Fair assessment, but the cheapest one I could find at the Golfsmith was $300.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get a right-handed putter.
Oh, dude.
I was like, I don't care, man. So I got me an old man, Jack Nicklaus-style putter. Not Jack Nicklaus. What am I thinking? Anyway, but Phil Mickelson. But I was watching The Joker earlier. Anyway, but I went and got that, and then I was looking for a glove, you know, like a driving glove. Couldn't find one for a left-handed person. They had to go to the back. It took me like a half hour. The moral of the story is, Motai, there's a new discriminatory thing going around in the United States. People discriminate against left-handed people.
Oh, man.
It's true. It's so true. We have our own scissors. I gotta like write upside down so I don't get ink on my hand. You know?
Y'all are special, man. Y'all are special.
We are special, and you know it's just kind of irritating that they have to make everything like a regular guitar. Say it's like $500. If it's for a left-handed person, it's like $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not fair, Motai. Next thing you know, we're going to have our own restrooms and our own water fountains with the spigot on the left side because it's more convenient for us. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is swapped around, yeah.
It's going to get terrible. It's going to get to a point to where we're going to have some kind of revolution. I'm going to have to start doing sit-ins at places that discriminate against left-handed people and you know, I have a dream that one day left-handed and right-handed people will join together in holy matrimony. But anyway, I went and actually got to play.
What the hell?
I went and got to play, though, a round of golf with Booker T today, and it was actually very fun. I haven't played a round of golf in a long, long time, so went and got to play with six-time world champion Booker T. And here's what I realized, Motai. If you're an athlete of any kind, it doesn't matter if you play what sport you play, or even if it's a real sport or a fake sport like professional wrestling is, you're still an athlete and you're still naturally good at every single sport in the world. Booker T is an amazing golfer.
Really?
Yes. He is awesome. So I just wanted to put that out there. Today was a good golf game. I had fun. I'm a little sunburned, but such is life.
No. Sun-dried.
Sun-dried,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm sun-dried, but the golfing is why I'm here at Home Studio Julio today, because I couldn't make that drive in time to Brown Sugar Studios to meet you and Ashley Imani. And the funny thing is, though, last week, Motai, we talked about Ashley Imani's serial latest. She's a serial latest. She's always late. And guess what? Even on a phone call, she can't be on time.
Man.
What is this about?
It's easy to just pick up a phone and call, you know?
Exactly. So we're waiting on Ashley Imani to call in. If she does, if she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't. But back to me and DJ Motai. Now, Motai, tell me a little bit more about this social junkie gig you got going.
Really, this Friday, or this past Friday, would be my third, so I guess you could say this Friday, if you guys are listening to this on a Monday, it'll be my fourth night at Social Junkie, which is out on the corner of Washington and, I believe it's Sawyer, I think it's Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
Really, it's just a sports bar and grill, and I'm there from 8 to midnight. Sometimes if it gets too turned, you know, we push it to like 12:30, 1 o'clock. Which has happened, surprisingly. The first night I was there, man, it was a good amount of people. But then the second night I was there, dude, like, people kept coming in after the music had already stopped. I'm like, we're close. So, I mean, it's you know, it's a bar there, of course. There's a kitchen, you know, there's a menu you can order off of. Let's see, there's hookah out on the patio. There's TVs, watching sports. And, man, you know, it's just come out and have a good time. That's really it, dude. On a Friday night, every Friday.
Every Friday night at the Social Junkie. That is cool, man. I've been to Social Junkie one time before, and I went to go get interviewed by Elliot Guidry and the guys over at the Loso Show for Houston Trend. And they have, like, those little, like, private rooms. You know what I mean? Like, when you walk in. To the right, there's like private rooms. I don't understand what the point of them are. I don't, unless, you know, they give lap dances at Social Junkie that I'm unaware of.
Man, the thing is, they're private rooms, but they're not really private when the wall that separates, you know, the room, the main room and that room is the glass.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, there's an upstairs floor too, which I believe is still under construction. I'm not sure. I mean, when I was there, they weren't open, so I'm not sure. But it's a dope place for sure.
It's definitely dope. You know, Motai, I don't know if the fans really know your journey in this disc jockey lifestyle you live.
Oh, man.
Let's start off a little bit. Let's let the fans know a little bit about DJ Motai right now. When'd you start DJing?
All right, man. I started DJing
around 2007.
2007. There you go. There's a little inside joke for y'all. Yeah, January 2007. And my name actually was not DJ Motai.
Yes.
The Entertainment World Champion helped me come up with the name DJ Motai. It used to be DJ Carbon.
Okay, DJ Carbon. C-A-R-B-O-N.
Yes, sir.
DJ Carbon. Now, tell the fans, why was your name DJ Carbon?
Why in the hell was that my name? I'm still into the – I grew up around cars.
Yeah.
So I'm a car enthusiast. So, you know, I love cars, racing cars, you know, just working on cars, whatever. And at the time, I was into video games, you know, those little racing video games like Need for Speed Carbon. Well, there you go. That's where I got my name from. Since I like that game so much, I was like, man, I can't think of a name. It's always been hard for me to think of a name. And so yeah. I just went with that. And so I fucked it up. I knew I was going to change it.
How long were you DJ Carbon?
Man, I was rocking with that for about 2 years.
2 years you were DJ Carbon. So you weren't really sold on the name DJ Carbon, right? You didn't really like it that much, did you?
To be honest, I did not like it.
But you just couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and people ask me, like, where's the name come from? And, I mean, now people start asking me, where does Motai come from? Which I don't have a problem explaining to them. But back then, you know, when they would ask me, where does DJ Carbon come from? I was like, I don't know. I just came up with it.
Yeah, you didn't want to say, well, you know, I was playing video games, and you know that
one.
You know that one offshoot of Need for Speed called Need for Speed Underground Carbon 2?
Something like that, yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's what I chose to name my DJ out of. But you were actually, when I met you first, you were recording a rapper by the name of Drama in your bedroom closet at your old house. What kind of linked you into recording music too? Like, would you just say, okay, I want to be a DJ and I'm gonna record people, or like, what made you want to set up a studio and stuff like that?
When I made the decision to start DJing, it was more the first thing, absolute first thing that I started with was production. As far as you know, making beats and stuff, which I didn't find, you know, I didn't think that was my lane at the time. I just didn't know. I mean, I knew what I was doing, but at the same time, I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, so you didn't know exactly what you were doing, yet you still kind of had you were doing production. You had the little microphone set up, and then you started linking up with Drama the rapper. Like, what attracted you to like recording like the rapper? Like, how'd you meet Drama and all that?
I met him actually in high school. And what actually led me to, recording artists in the studio was, along with production, I learned, you know, how to work, use software and whatever came with it. So that gave me the knowledge of, you know, I knew how to record people. I knew how to, EQ them and do edits and, mix and master. So I knew how to do all that already because, I mean, I learned that along the way. So, that's when I put together my whole studio. And that's how I was making money at the time.
Okay, see, here's the thing y'all don't know about DJ Motai is Motai was a riverboat gambler, all right? He was a hustler back in the day. I remember, wait, we have a call coming in. Who do we got? Hold on, Motai. All right, Motai, hold on. Just joining us on the Brad Gilmore Show, she has called in. Find her on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley Imani or underscore Ashley Imani on Twitter, Ashley Imani on Instagram. She is Ashley Imani. Imani, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm hot. It's too hot in Houston.
It is hot in Houston. We were just talking about that. Are you in your skank attire? Like you're kind of like not skank attire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm not hoochie today. No.
Hoochie.
But I do have an.
That's what I was looking
for. A tank top, like, you know, because it's really hot.
I remember last time we saw each other, you were talking about how hot it was, and you had to dress like a hoochie.
Yeah, exactly, because you'll die otherwise here.
See, here's the thing. The man, though, doesn't have the hoochie attire. The least we can go is T-shirt and shorts. Y'all can just walk around.
No, you can walk topless.
Men, you can't go into, like, restaurants and stuff topless.
Yeah, they're not going to accept you like that. Come on now.
Well, okay, before you go in, you can just throw on a top, but for the most part,
now, if
you can walk around naked.
See, if I were a business owner and a man approached the doors of my restaurant wearing no shirt, I'm telling him to turn around before he can even put a hand on the handle. Now,
yeah.
having said that, if a woman is walking up to the doors of my restaurant and she is topless, I'm for sure letting her in. I'm just saying.
What if she was unattractive, Brad?
Say what?
What if she was unattractive?
Okay, yeah, then she's getting the boot, obviously. Come on now.
Okay, what if her body's hot and then her face is ugly?
I'll let her in. I'll let her in. I'll have her put some sunglasses on. Anyway, Monty, we were talking to Motai about how he got started DJing. Now, Motai, let's pick it up. When did you get your first set of turntables?
What is that?
What's going on? Someone's got something going on.
Somebody's having a party.
I hear gunshots going off.
No, they're drumming. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, oh, Motai.
You gotta isolate yourself.
Yeah, you gotta isolate it, Monty.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, well, we'll get back with Ashley and Monty in a minute, though. But Motai, you were when did you get your first set of turntables?
It would be my freshman year of high school. And it was the day I got my first set of turntables was the day of my first ever paid gig.
Oh, wow. Where was that?
It was at Mount Carmel High School, because that's where I was going. That's the high school I was attending at the time. And it was our homecoming. And I offered to be a DJ, and my coach paid me $100 to DJ.
Hey, and at the time, you were what, a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
A freshman in high school, if you're getting paid $100 to do something, you're like, heck yeah, I'm about to do
hell
that.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I don't care if I even know how to DJ. I'll figure it out for $100.
Hey, I have a secret.
What?
Dude.
I know how to DJ a little bit. I learned it 9 years old.
At nine?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I grew up in a skating rink, and like the DJ didn't turn up one day, so my mom put me on the turntable, and I had a DJ of a skating rink the whole night, and then after that, I just liked it. I totally forgot about it. My mom had to remind me about it, but yeah, it's like, nobody really knows that. So.
Well, you know what? I already know what your DJ name was.
Naughty Money.
DJ Naughty Money! So, Motai, you got paid $100 to DJ your Mount Carmel's freshman year homecoming dance or whatever. And
well, it was my freshman year.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But it was the school's homecoming. So you'd never DJed before, and you got your turntables the same day of the gig.
Yeah, man, I was like, and you know, I guess I would say before that, I was just preparing myself. Then this was when I didn't have any equipment, any DJ equipment, no software, anything. So man, I was popping out CDs, man. I had this whole, I guess you'd call it my portfolio or a CD portfolio, whatever.
Yeah.
Just like a bunch of CDs, like hundreds of songs in there, and I burnt them all myself. And then I would go in, I'd get like a little piece of paper, and I'd write the name of each track, each track artist, and the track BPM. A little piece of paper, and I would slip it in where the CD was, and man, it was that shit was a hassle. But
dude,
I mean, it taught me a lot. You know, I wouldn't say have to, but I didn't just go in and plug stuff up and go from there. I had to actually do everything on my own, and I learned everything on my own too.
Dude, that's awesome. Like, to for you to be a freshman and have, like, that kind of idea of, like, okay, I need to know the BPMs. Because you got to think about the DJs back in the day. They had to carry around the crates of records, yep. You know what I mean? And they had to switch
right,
out records.
Exactly.
It's just like, that's almost like, you know, the 21st century version of carrying around crates was you carrying around these CDs with the BPMs written down and losing your mind.
What was that?
And, like, losing your mind trying to, like, get these records out, you know?
And see, even with the crazy, my first set of turntables was CD tape.
Wait, hold on. What is going on the other end of Ashley Imani's phone?
You still can hear it?
I can hear something so, it's louder than it was.
Super loud. Okay, David is drumming, and I'm at the studio with him, my bad.
Anyway, Motai, continue.
Man, I was talking about CDs and carrying crates around. My first set of turntables, which I still have now, and I still use today, they were actually CDJs. They weren't vinyl tempered. So, you know, that's why I had to deal with CDs. But
All right, Monty, you're going to have to find somewhere else to talk because that's so loud. Keep going, Motai. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a spot now. Give me a second. I'll put my phone on mute
until I find it. Okay, good. Anyway, Motai, back to you. Jeez. Monty is so inconsiderate.
Don't be a douchebag, Brad.
Monty is so inconsiderate.
I will slap you to this phone.
To the listeners of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yo, crack your phone again.
Anyway, Motai. Okay, so let's speed it up a little bit. So you're going through these CDJs. You finally have these turntables. You're still using them today. You were DJ Carbon. Now tell the story of how you got the name DJ Motai.
And I remember. I don't remember the time. I don't remember the day. But I remember exactly where we were. We as in today's DJ Motai and today's Brad Gilmore. I don't know where we were driving. We were over. I believe it was after school. We're probably heading to the studio or something. Most likely.
We were driving somewhere.
We were driving somewhere. I remember I was in my old car. I missed so dearly.
Your little Acura.
Yeah, man. Anyways, let's see. We're out Richmond and Kirby. Right at that light, we were the first car in that lane, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm that support. And we're thinking about names, and then Brad was like, "Hey, how do you say one is getting beef?" And I told him, and then, is one is Vietnamese, and two is high. So he was like, oh, you know how they have, like, you know, they say DJ blah, 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 on the ones and twos. So he just put most and high together. And he was like, Motai. How about that? I was like, dude, I'm gonna walk with that. That sounds fucking legit. That was dope. I mean, yeah. It's not spelled the way it's spelled in Vietnamese, but I mean, that's where the concept came from. So that's where Motai came from.
I remember that, and I remember being like, Motai, 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 and thinking, man, that just sounds cool. I was like, this just sounds cool together, man. And literally, I was like, what about DJ Motai? And this was actually when 2011 was recording our first album back in the day called Renewable Energy. And we already had like a few songs done. And I just remember being like, man, Motai. Because Trey Will from our group actually said, I think my boy Carbon, something like that. Something about my boy Carbon. And then, like literally like the week before. And then you changed the name to Motai. And it stuck, man. It just sat, because your name's Tyler already. So you got the tie in there. And then it's Motai. It's just like, I want Motai. There's so much stuff. You can go with Motai. It's like Multi. But do people like pronounce your name wrong a lot when you're like trying to introduce yourself as a DJ?
I still get it today. They're like Motai, like multimedia. I'm like, nah. And then I'm like, they're like Motown. I'm like, nah, dude, Motai. Like, where the fuck are you getting Motown from?
And then you got to explain. Well, me and Brad were on Richmond and Kirby.
yeah,
it definitely sounds like Motown.
It sounds like Motown.
Yeah,
let's see if he look at me. Does Motai or Motown fit me better?
Exactly.
Come on now.
Motai sounds Asian. Motown does not.
Exactly. So when they say Motown, I look at them like they're crazy. And again, you know, most of the time when people ask you, we're in a loud environment. So I don't blame them.
Yeah, exactly. So you're DJing now. You have two weekly gigs. And you've moved on from the CDJs. You're on your, what do you use, Tractor Scratch?
Yeah, I'm still using the CDJs, but now I'm using DVS, which is like Practice Scratch, Serato, you know, all the software that you DJs nowadays use. They're on the same turntable, though, man.
Same turntable.
Do you plan on becoming like DJ Mustard, you know, making, you know, top line beats and, you know, traveling with different artists? Like, what are your goals with it?
That would actually be fun, and I mean, as my, I thought about that a while back in my DJ career, and now that as I'm getting further and further in my DJ career, it's becoming, I guess, more and more easy for me to be able to do that if I really wanted to. If I really wanted to pack up all my stuff, you know, go on tour with other artists, then I could do it, you know? It'd be no problem.
You know what the crazy thing is? It's just like, you know, people, like, become DJs or they become rappers or singers all the time. Like, every day someone wants to do it. And very few people stick to it, you know? Like, when you first started Motai, I'm sure you were shit terrible. Like, you were probably the worst DJ in the world. But everyone
is. Homecoming?
Yeah.
That homecoming was horrible.
But see, like,
it was an experience.
No one starts off good. And my thing is, like, a lot of people will get discouraged after doing their first gig and it going terrible. And, you know, but in especially in my eyes, and I'm sure yours, Motai, and even in yours too, Monty, is it's like we never thought, none of us ever thought, like, hey, maybe we should just quit doing this. It was never like that thing has never entered my mind of like, you know what, I'm having trouble doing this. I'm not that great at it. So I'm just going to quit. I've never even thought about it. Like, it was just like, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to keep doing it.
I definitely had moments where I felt discouraged. I felt like, damn, like, am I really supposed to be doing this? Is this my purpose? Like,
I think
I've definitely gotten to those points, but I've never gotten to the point where I actually felt like, damn, I'm, like, really about to stop this. Like, I really have to give up. I don't think that's even instilled in me, you know what I mean, with anything.
Exactly. It's just, like, some people have that in them to where it's, like, don't quit. And I posted something on my Instagram today that pretty much said, don't quit, you know, just do it in a way. And it's just like,
I saw that.
And if you just continue just to pursue it, because it's like, you hear so many stories. And I was talking to somebody at the Debonair Lounge this past Monday, and he was just like, you know, man, I've been trying to do this for a while. I just haven't had much success. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, turning in the towel or whatever, or throwing in the towel. And I was like, dude, you know, hey, you can't count on, because he was talking about like count on other people, like, you know, I book a gig and then it falls through, or this person doesn't do this for me, or this person doesn't do that. I'm like, yo, dude, you can't think about other people. You know, you gotta put it on yourself. The only person who wants you to succeed is yourself. The only person who's capable of making you succeed is yourself. You gotta just weather the storm, put your head down, and do it. Don't quit, do it. And, you know, Motai, you're a shining example of that, because I remember the days where Motai's mixes weren't that fly. You know, I remember them. I remember when Motai could just do a ick, nothing more on the scratching. But you didn't quit, and then now, you know, you're one of the best DJs in this entire city. And it's just like, it's just crazy to see that, you know, if you're determined to do something, you know, you can accomplish it.
I mean, if you put your mind to it, and that's the only thing you think about, it's like, there's no choice but for that to happen. Like, you're only going to attract what you think about.
Yeah, so, I agree. So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, even by you, like, naturally, you know, just thinking about, I mean, by you thinking about it, you're just going to naturally make it happen. That's why, I haven't even known you that long, but I already see you, you know, prospering and spreading around the city, which is awesome.
But, you know, even the same for you, Monty. Like, I'm sure when you first started with your music career, I'm sure you weren't the best, you know, rapper slash singer in the game.
No, definitely not. I still am not.
Look at that.
The thing is, my goal...
All right, continue.
My goal is not to be better than anybody else, more so than just better than myself. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, you can't think about anybody else. It's not about them. They're not going to make it happen. Right, exactly.
It's definitely all on you. So it's just like what I wanted just to tell the listeners who are listening, if you have a dream or something, because it's like when I first started, you know, doing anything in the entertainment field, I wanted to, rap, and then I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, I wanted to be a radio host, and then eventually, I wanted to get into pro wrestling, and never thinking any of it was actually able to happen. And
right.
I just kept my head down and just kept, just doing it day in, day out, and I never had that thought of, quitting. Let me just quit right now, because, it'll be easier to quit, because it's so easy just to say I give up. That's the easiest thing to do in the world. It's just, I give up. I don't want to try it anymore. Because you get frustrated with yourself and you don't think you're going to make it. But it's just I really want to tell all of our listeners that if you want to do it, it can be done. Look at Motai. Look at Mani. Look at myself. And none of us are where we want to be in our careers, right now. But, it's just the more you do it, the more you continue just to grind in day in and day out. I know that's such a cliche thing to say, just grind. But, even when I just left him, earlier with Booker T, and, you talk about a guy, and it's all in his book, who, went to prison. And, you're thinking, to me, if I went to prison, I think, well, there goes my life. I'm over. Right. And not only did he, get out of prison, he was like, well, I'm going to make something of myself. And he found this crazy business of pro wrestling, and then he became one of the top stars of all time, and last year going into the Hall of Fame. So it's just he didn't quit. He just did it.
Right.
And that's just I guess that's my message for the day for everybody. It's just if you want to do it, it can be done so easily. Just
yeah. And what they can do as well, this is what I do every morning. When you get up in the morning, think about one thing positive. You can look up a quote, read a book, it doesn't matter. Write it on a sticky note and then put it on your mirror every single morning. So that way when you go to the mirror, all you see is your goals, what you think of yourself, and who you are.
Exactly. So. And that's all you can do. I know, a short abridged version of the show today. We got to know a little bit about DJ Motai. If you can believe it, we're almost at our limit for the show today. But I just wanted to say, Motai, you've grown so much as a DJ, man. And, make sure y'all go check him out every Monday and Friday. And Mani, I wanted to ask you something. Me and Motai got a little treasure the other night in our emails, a new track from Miss Ashley Imani. I know you're working on it. You're working on an EP right now. What's the process? Yeah. What's going on right now?
Right now I'm just trying to, mold what I hear myself doing, delivering the things out today. So me and Cannon, we've been working real hard in the studio. We have to do a couple more songs. Once the songs are finished, I'm going to release some visuals that we're working on.
Naughty Money!
It's definitely going to be after the videos, that's when YouTube will be allowed to actually call me. It's not even about me being naughty. It's just the fact that, since you've given me this alter ego or whatever to say,
you should have a video like that.
Yeah, that's when my alter ego will arrive.
Okay, so everyone look forward to seeing Naughty Mani's, video appearance. Hopefully it's not too naughty of a video, because there might be a few websites that some people might frequent. Tastefully seductive. That's what we'll say. Tastefully seductive. But Mani, when that project comes out, we're gonna have to play it all here on the Brad Gilmore Show. We're gonna have to break it down track by track.
Okay, let's do that. That'd be so tight.
Looking forward to it. That'd be so tight. Like DJ Motai. Thanks for tuning into another episode. I can't believe we're already finished with the show today. Thanks for tuning into another episode of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We'll be back next week to our regular format. We're going to have some great guests coming up for y'all here in the coming weeks. So just stay tuned. Working on some big things. So, Mani, you got any closing words?
No, I just say think positive. Think positive. That's the message today.
What about Motai? You got anything, Motai?
I guess I could backdoor off of Mani here. Pause.
Pause it.
Be positive with me. Anything you want to do, just put your mind to it. It'll be done.
I definitely agree, man. Don't quit. Just do it is my new motto in life. So for Ashley Imani, DJ Motai, and me, the dress shoe wearing Ric Flair and good hair having entertainment world champion, we'll see y'all next week on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.